I declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance to the City of Melbourne. May I ask that our mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council business team after the meeting. The agenda comprises 18 reports from management, 10 of which are confidential. No apologies have been received. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest, as defined in the Local Government Act 1989, in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 55, held on Tuesday the 18th of October, and special meeting number 1, held on Wednesday the 2nd of November. Councillor Wood, Councillor Leppert, all those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meetings? In that case, as at 3 PM today, the following predictable submission has been received in accordance with the Council's conduct of meetings local law. In relation to agenda item 6.5, Future Melbourne Committee Structure and Future Melbourne Plan 2026, and agenda item 6.6, Councillor Appointments to Advisory Committees and External Organisations, an item of correspondence from Citizen Stephen Main. Does any Councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential items on tonight's agenda? In that case, there are no reports from committee for consideration. There are 8 reports from management. The first is records of assemblies of councillors. Councillors like a presentation. In that case, can I have someone move that? Deputy Lord Mayor, is that seconded? Councillor Oak, I'll put that matter. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.2 is the general valuation. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, can I call on a councillor to move it? Councillor Wood, seconded. Councillor Oak. Councillor Wood, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Oak, do you wish to speak to it? Any other councillors wish to speak to this agenda item? In that case, I'll put it. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.3 is the schedule of council and future Melbourne committee meetings 2017. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, like a councillor to move it? Councillor Wood, seconded. Councillor Rees, Councillor Wood, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Rees, is there a further speaker to the agenda item? In that case, I'll put it. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.4 is the Council Works Program first quarter report. Could I ask Rob Adams, our director, to make a brief presentation on this agenda item?
Thank you, Lord Mayor, through you. The cumulative value of work to the end of the first quarter was 15.18 million compared with a projected value of 15.74. So the program is running slightly behind on the target we had set ourselves. Key issues and milestones during the quarter were Queen Victoria Market precinct renewal, the release of the implementation framework and execution of the Munro site development deed with the developer. South Bank Boulevard, phase 2 community engagement concluded and road discontinuance process has been approved by Department of Environment, Land and Water. University Square, the draft master plan was displayed for community consultation and will come to council on the 6th of December for ratification. And on J.H. Boyd redevelopment, a public notice was advertised for the proposal to sell the parcel of land to Karaya Melbourne Private Limited for 15.5. Work also commenced on community engagement on Lady Huntingfield redevelopment and the Greening Your Laneways pilot project was commenced. There are 10 major projects, Lord Mayor. I don't intend going through all of those, but they comprise Queen Victoria Market renewal, which I've discussed, Melbourne Metro Rail Project, which is proceeding in partnership with the state government, and reports are brought back on a regular occasion to this forum. And Town Hall precinct redevelopment, which is there's an item on tonight's agenda on that. I've dealt with South Bank Boulevard and University Square, so most of those major projects are proceeding to track. Lincoln Square Plaza and Tanks is nearing completion, so I commend the programme to you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. I'm happy to move this report. Is there a seconder for the report? Deputy Lord Mayor, let me speak very briefly to it. Thank you, Professor Rob Adams. I think I'm particularly excited by University Square and South Bank Boulevard. The others are all important, and together we'll track those 10 major projects and decide between us as councillors which one comes off, which ones go on, so that we are keeping a close eye on our very major projects. But with Boyd, South Bank Boulevard and University Square in suburbs like South Bank and Carlton, where community open space is at a premium, to be planning for more open space I think is very exciting. South Bank Boulevard is going to be a very difficult but a very exciting project, and of apart from QVM, and we all understand QVM, but apart from that, South Bank Boulevard is probably the one that we have greatest interest in because of the difficulty of executing the return of so much asphalt to green. But nevertheless, as I say, we'll continue to track the 10 major projects. Congratulations on the Greening Laneways project. I know it's only four laneways, but to have 800 submissions about which laneways may be appropriate for a greening treatment, I think is a remarkable buy-in from our community. Dip you a little bit.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. It's a really good mix of projects, a whole lot of work continuing. Hawke and Adderley open space, $1.5 million, and also quite a big spend on our energy efficient street lighting renewal that continues, a project which is happening over a number of years, so $5.61 million on that too, and when that's realised, that we'll be seeing a saving in the order of $800,000 to $1 million in operational expenditure due to the reduction in electricity costs that will deliver, so better for the environment but also better operationally for Council. Lord Mayor and Professor Adams, I think you've covered all the other projects well, and I'm happy to approve the adjustments which are included in there and also note the report.
Councillor Oak.
I too support the recommendation that we note the report and the amendments. It is a huge amount of work that is underway. I note that within the list of projects, there's quite considerable amount of community engagement in all of these projects, and I guess I flag that this is important to keep in mind as all of these projects unfold. Community engagement in some of these landmark, iconic locations is key to a successful outcome for these projects, and obviously something that we need to also keep track of. It's not just about the bricks and mortar, it's how we also communicate to the public, to the community. I note that there are two projects on this list. I mean, a lot of them have been on the go for a long time, but there's two in particular that have been on our list for a long time, in particular number 7, the south end of Elizabeth Street. Smallish amount of money, but it's something that we have been talking about for quite a while. I note that the planned completion date is TBC, but I'm hoping that it's that we get a date soon where that will be completed. The other one I just wanted to note, I know it's smallish perhaps, but at 16 under the Bicycle Improvement Program, the first dot point in the status talks about the conversation with the state government around the provision of bicycle and motorcycle parking within the planning scheme. And again, that's a conversation that's been going for 4 years, and so it'd be great to get some progress on that. And otherwise, congratulations to everyone involved. It's a huge amount of work.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.5 is the Future Melbourne Committee Structure and Future Melbourne Plan 2026. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I have our councillor move this, please? Councillor Wood, seconded Councillor Oak. Councillor Wood. Councillor Oak.
I would just like to move a slight amendment, I believe. Okay. It's at 9.2, I'd like to just add in the inclusion of the Melbourne office Tianjin under the Prosper City segment in terms of reference.
And is this also where we need to add?
No, that's the next one.
Ah, okay. Advisory committees. Thank you. Is that acceptable to the mover? Do you wish to speak to a councillor?
You don't want to speak?
No, he's refused.
He's refused
to speak.
Well, I think that we should speak personally. It's a huge amount of work. I know that we're...
So it's a direct criticism of the Deputy Lord Mayor?
Yes.
Fair enough.
You said you refused to speak?
He refused to speak.
I will take the opportunity as seconder to speak. We're a new council and we've done a lot of busy work, and the busy work has resulted in this fairly significant report before us. Not only is it adopting or... effectively adopting, endorsing the Future Melbourne Refresh, Future Melbourne 2026, that the previous council noted when the ambassadors and the citizen jury presented to council in August last year. We have taken their advice and their suggestions for how Melbourne should be in the future, and have endorsed all of their goals with a slight changing of word around one of them. I think that's around the
planning for growth.
The planning for growth. So I think that that's a great change. I think it's great that the Lord Mayor is taking on the portfolio of an Aboriginal city. I think it's important. That was obviously communicated to us quite strongly from the citizen jury, but I think it's it also reflects what Council is doing with respect to Aboriginal Melbourne and our Reconciliation Action Plan. I think it's entirely appropriate. And I think that the goals under Future Melbourne are also reflected in we've refreshed slightly the roles and responsibilities for the portfolios. And I think that between the Future Melbourne, our work to get this report together, they both set us up well for the next few weeks when we start thinking, next few weeks and months when we start thinking about the four-year council plan. It's a huge huge thing for the new council to set our direction, and I think that this piece of work we've already done gets us in the right direction. And I just wanted to note that I've really enjoyed working with my new colleagues, and I think that the vision, that the citizen jury, that the Future Melbourne process have... the vision for the City of Melbourne is in good hands. We've got a great a range of skills and diversity in the new council, and I'm really excited about where we will go in the next 4 years.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? Councillor Leppard.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Can I just add to that by also acknowledging the collaboration that's gone into this document under your leadership, Lord Mayor? Very similar to... how we resolved the issue 4 years ago, after the first couple of weeks at least. I think there's a lot of goodwill that's gone into the creation of this document, and there's a lot of refreshing of the not just the portfolios, as Councillor Oak has mentioned, but also the items underneath the portfolios, as she also mentioned, and the respect with which this council holds the work of the citizens' jury in coming up with 9 goals. They don't always match the portfolios we have. Some of our portfolios are necessarily process driven and sorted rather than issues and outcomes sorted. We will always have a finance and a governance and a planning portfolio, but we've done the best we can to match portfolios and the issues relating to each portfolio with the work of that citizens' jury. And like Councillor Oak, I'm very excited that we've elevated the issue of an Aboriginal city to a portfolio status of its own, and I think it's appropriate that the Lord Mayor holds that portfolio, because it is an issue that we need to embed throughout the work of Council, and the role that the Lord Mayor can play in doing that as Leader of the Council is going to be a very strong one. So I'm looking forward to new changes of direction in that space, and I thank colleagues and Vula in particular, and all of the staff who have assisted in getting us to this place, and the Acting CEO. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? Councillor Watts.
Very briefly, I'd just like to express my agreement with what's been said so far. It's pleasing to me that we've been able to respectfully incorporate the views and findings of the citizens' jury into the way in which we're going to manage this council ongoing. So it is testimony, I think, to the wisdom of the citizens' jury and the preparedness of the new council to accept the views of our community.
Further contribution to debate? Let me make a brief one before I ask the mover if he wishes to conclude. Look, the previous council started this Future Melbourne Refresh, and we were determined to leave it to the new council to adopt. We now formally do that, which is the process that we adopted in 2008, following a lot of work by the council preceding us, and it served us very well. Great credit to Ben Rimmer, our CEO, and Martin Cutter, who had to pick up this process midway, of course, as acting CEO in ushering this through. I'd also want to single out Glyn Davis. I asked Glyn with some trepidation to lead this process in Future Melbourne, someone as busy as Glyn, but to his great credit, given his deep commitment to our city, was delighted to lead the Future Melbourne Refresh process, and did so most ably. We are now moving to, I think, a more flexible model from the 2008 model, and for that I'm grateful to all councillors. And finally, can I thank all councillors. I've had discussions with you all about where your interests are and where you would like to take up responsibility. We've made some changes because of the interests and the expertise of a couple of our new councillors, but I think we've landed in a very efficient and effective place as chairs, sitting across the Future Melbourne plan, which will now sit across our four-year plan. So I thank you all for your input during the process in looking at what portfolios you would sensibly like to chair or deputy chair, and that's been a very constructive process from my perspective. Mover wish to conclude debate.
Oh, look, Lord Mayor, I must conclude now. Never take not speaking for not being very supportive and certainly being involved in the process. Councillor Oak, I would just make that note. I agree. I think it's fantastic.
Why are you attacking Councillor Oak, Deputy Lord Mayor?
I'm just returning the favour, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, fair enough. On you go.
Just returning, sir. Having gone through the Future Melbourne process myself too, I think the process itself that underpins this, and indeed the involvement of the citizens' jury, and the findings in terms of the outcomes from the People's Panel has been fantastic. I think in terms of the mix of portfolios that everyone is heading up, you know, no one gets everything that they want, but I think that the process has been a good one in terms of people getting 95% of what they want. And I think we've got an excellent council, an excellent group of people. I look forward to the work that follows the appointment of these chairs and deputy chairs.
I'll now put the motion. Of those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. I move to agenda item 6.6, councillor appointments to advisory committees and external organisations. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, can I call on the councillor to move it? Councillor Oak, is it seconded?
Sorry, I want to move an amendment.
Ah, I beg your pardon.
Yep.
Please go ahead.
Well, I move the recommendation contained in the report with an amended 8.2 as shown on the screen.
Thank you. Is there a mover of that overall? You're moving it? Seconded? Councillor Watts? Thank you. Councillor.
As this report shows, councillors have been appointed to a large range of advisory committees and external organisations, mostly aligning with our portfolios that we've just endorsed, and also the leadership group in the Lord Mayor and Deputy Lord Mayor. You know, being a councillor isn't just about attending council meetings and Future Melbourne committees, it's also about chairing external representing council and external advisory groups and chairing internal committees. And a lot of these committees contain a range of members of our community, our residents, our businesses, who give up a lot of their time to help guide us through our strategies as well. And some of the best work or some of the best moments on council are actually being involved in those committees, and the amount of work that people put in voluntarily, as I've said before, is quite extraordinary, and it is great to have that dialogue with community through these committees and through the organisations that that this report suggests that we're appointed to. So I certainly endorse that, and again, the work that's gone into to getting that list together has been considerable. And then 8.2 is, I think, just that I think we should all be proud of the amount of work that Council does around inclusion and diversity. And in particular, we support a range of internal and external policy events and programs driving inclusion and championing diversity. And I think it's important that we have an advisory group that represents and reflects that. And this is about establishing a diversity and inclusion advisory group, appointing colleagues, Councillor Sullivan and Councillor Watts, to this committee. And as it is new, we don't have a terms of reference or objectives, etc. And so this is about setting it up, but coming back in March with terms of reference. So I move the what's on screen.
Councillor Watts. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. It's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.7 is the proposed public highway declaration of PR 5140. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Public highway does seem a little grand for this, but never mind. In that case, could I have a councillor move this, please? I'm happy to move it. Deputy Lord Mayor seconded. This is a tidy up. It's to establish control by the City of Melbourne to help our residents, particularly with the illegal parking, but also with a number of things that we do already, but we should take formal responsibility for. So one of the ones that we do every now and then to just make sure that the control of the area is firmly vested legally in us. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Exactly right, Lord Mayor. I think we're probably getting all the heat from it, so we might as well manage it and make sure it's done right.
Correct. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.7A, authorisations under the Planning Environment Act. Could I ask Angela Mikey, our Manager of Planning and Building, to just give us a brief explanation of this agenda item?
Thank you, Lord Mayor, Deputy Lord Mayor and Councillors. What we are proposing here is that we give authorisation to two private investigators in relation to the Corkman Inn demolition matter and also a senior investigator of the Victorian Building Authority so that they have full authority to act on behalf of Council in the gathering of information in relation to that matter and only to that matter.
Could I ask, does that confer upon them the legal status that is required to make submissions to a court on our behalf?
That's correct, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Any further questions for Angela? In that case, could I have the Councillor to move this, please? I'm happy to move it. Seconded, Councillor Leppard. I think this is self-explanatory. We all understand the Corkman debacle. We want to follow it through to its natural conclusion and get the best possible result for the city. And this is a part of the process that we're going to need to do, because while we have some declarations on paper about good intentions, we have no intention of relinquishing the pursuit that we are making through the judicial process in order to have the restoration that we would require for that appalling demolition. Councillor Leppard.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I agree, and obviously this resolution of Council is necessary to do all of that. There's a lot more work behind the scenes that this motion barely hints at, and I think it's worth acknowledging the way that the City of Melbourne and its various parts in planning and building and the Municipal Building Surveyor and our enforcement team is working not only with the VBA but also DELP and the Minister's Office to make sure that there is government cooperation on this matter so that it can be resolved as efficiently as possible in the public interest.
Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in the open session. There are no items of general business. Are there any items of proposed urgent business? In that case, I call for a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business. Deputy Lord Mayor, seconded. Councillor Kafer. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. I want to thank members of the public for their interest in attendance and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 5:56 p.m.